Oh, we're recording as well.
Yeah, great. You knew that as well.
Great.
Anyways, log on.
What's happening?
Episode 8.
Yes.
I'm man. Back.
No. Hey,
I'm just glad to kind of like.
She's back,
put it out there. No one else cares. But.
Fuck, you know. I'm joking.
What are we saying?
Welcome back.
Thanks. To lovely, good to be back.
To lovely England.
I feel nice like I really more. Missed out the last two episodes. I'm not going to lie.
You missed a lot.
I did actually miss a lot. A lot happened on last week's episode as well.
You missed CBiz.
Oh yeah, shit. You missed that as well. I forgot.
I feel like you purposely did that on the one that I wasn't here.
We did actually plan it from about 4 weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, exactly.
We did. We were like, let's do it when let's do it when it's like just the man them.
Making the best two episodes ever.
Hey, at least you picked up. There was a point when I was watching that video and I was like, is he going to pick up?
Oh, yeah, but I would never. Up. I mean, imagine that. Like, what would be the hype of that? Like, episode 7, like, Firestar calls CBiz. And then the phone rings and like, no one answers. What a part.
But I would love to watch. That would have been that would be even funnier to watch.
Yeah, you know, but fair. No, that would be ridiculous and stupid at the same time. What's going on, G?
Nothing, man. Just busy week.
Out here.
Yeah.
In the deep end.
I don't even know what's been happening. It's been crazy. Just been loads of stuff, man. Obviously, positive feedback again. Last week,
yeah, we didn't really plug our shit. You know, at the end of last week, we didn't even plug the shit properly, man. I'm not new to this. All of that. Let me just get that in real quick early.
Yeah, man.
I know it's not with the flow, but you're bored already.
Just in case someone doesn't know.
Yeah, well, they have to, isn't
no,
it?
That's like, true.
You're back, man. What was it saying?
LA was good. Miami was good. Miami was actually better. I feel like LA was overhyped. I was telling you this. It was just kind of, it's just a city, isn't it? That people actually live there and work there. It's just a normal city. Whereas Miami was proper holiday vibes, like the beach, ocean drive.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Went out to live. Yeah, night out.
Yeah, we know. We mentioned it. How was it?
It was actually really good.
What was it like? Actually, like, what was it like?
Was it bougie? It wasn't bougie. There was girls in trainers in there.
That's the thing nowadays as well.
But well, it's not bougie. It's expensive. So if you've got money, you can go in and whatever.
But the thing is, the trainers, like, people in trainers, when I was going raving, trainers were like £50. You're talking about people like £600.
No. Sorry, that's not what I mean. There was a girl who looked like a fucking tramp.
Oh really?
Sorry, I don't want to.
But then that's.
I mean bougie in a terms of, you know, I'm only talking about it from one angle, which is the vibe. But, what I'm seeing
then,
visually.
No, but what you're seeing visually, then you see the tables and you see like the guys on the tables and you see the bottles and it's just like, all right. So there's that side of it.
Yeah.
Then there's a side where, like I said, anyone can get in if you've got money. You just got to pay to get in and it's cool, especially with girls.
How much you got to pay to get in?
So if it was $60 for girls.
Did you pay for anything? Tell the truth.
I paid to get in.
Okay.
Yeah.
To what you didn't drink.
We didn't pay for drinks. We didn't pay for drinks.
Yeah, you need to.
Bro, when does a girl ever pay for drinks?
To be fair, and you can ask my sister on this because she was with me. We didn't actually drink that much and we didn't get drunk. So
yeah, that's fine. Look, let's go back to this.
Anyway, and
so it's $60 for girls to get in.
Yeah.
So how much is it for guys to get in?
I think it's 100 and something.
Wow.
That's standard. Like when
When's our national day, man? Is it our national day today?
Go
on, G.
It's not.
Happy.
Okay. I want equality out here, man. Okay, so same price.
So you got to pay big money to get in, and you lot go in. Set the scene, please.
Tell
I've
us.
I've never been Miami.
Come on.
And I bet there's a lot of people watching.
Have you been to a club, though? It's just a club. The club, it happens
to
be
in Miami. No, but it's not just a club. It's a club that, like, worldwide people probably...
But it's like the clubs in Vegas.
I've never paid $100.
It's the same vibe.
I've never paid $100.
Gee, what would you do if you went there and never lost $100?
Yeah, but
I'm staying for a month. That's rent money.
He's like, there you go, it's $100 to get in. He goes, is that for the whole month?
That's what I'm saying. I'm staying for the night. I've gone out and paid £100 for a hotel. The fucking club. I'm sitting there for 2 hours.
The alternative is you get a table for $1,500.
Jesus Christ.
Do you want to do that?
Right, what did I tell
obviously
you?
Obviously, it's expensive, right? It's club live. Like, all right, yeah. We get it. Rappers rap about
this. And to
this
be
place.
Fair, it's that club. It's in Miami. Everyone's on holiday. Everyone's going to pay because it's a one time thing. Cause you're
only there. I get it.
But it was a night Nipsey Hussle was there, which was sick.
Nipsey?
Cool. I saw that.
Big Nip.
He was so good. I only had a little snap up, but he was actually really good.
Yeah, that was enough for me.
You
to
must have
jealous.
Took bare videos, though, innit?
I didn't post everything. Yeah, I've got some videos.
So let's just set the scene.
Wait, one sec. What did he perform for long?
He came on at 2:30.
Well, I thought the club shuts at 2:00, you said.
That's LA. Everyone shuts at 2:00 in LA.
That's mad as well. But how long did he perform?
Dead.
Half an hour-ish.
Was it like hyped or was it just like a man them thing?
You know what? Basically, where the table I was on, there was a pillar or a wall and he was behind there. So for the first 10 minutes, I didn't even know he was there. No one was hyped. Then I was like, hold on a second, this doesn't sound like music. I'm just going to have a little walk. And then I see my guys there performing, and he's just performing, and everyone's just doing their thing. And I'm the only one there with my camera recording, because I'm like, oh my God, he's so good.
Was everyone on the camera thing, or was it just normal?
There's a few people around him, his little like entourage,
yeah,
on the stage with him, and everyone else is just...
Was he chilling afterwards? Did you...
No, we left after that, because we'd been there quite early.
You have to be like, I think you have to be like Jay-Z to get a massive reaction in them type of places.
Yeah, that's mad.
Nipsey is not really...
He's regular, good. Probably, massive, isn't it? He's regular.
Yeah, I love his music, but he's just normal out there. It'd be no different to many artists over here. But anyway, I want to...
Yeah, go on.
What do you want to know?
So you pay your $60 to go.
Oh my God.
I need to understand
it's
this.
It's always a money thing when it comes to G. No, you got to understand
No, it's not even that. Because the one bit that you said... was you didn't spend nothing after that. How does that work? What your two girl?
We're not really drinking.
And I'm not even taking a piss. Genuinely, like you go to somewhere where $60 to get in, that's cool. There's ballers in there clearly if they're paying 100 each. What does a woman do when she goes into a club like that?
It's the same question I asked you, like what happened? Like I said to you, how did you end up on the table? Like just generally, is that, like
oh, you end up on the table. This is what I'm trying to get. I didn't know that.
She's looking hella confused. You go on.
Because you're not letting me say anything.
Sorry, go on. Sorry, go on. So you
nothing. It's the same. Ask any girl. You go in and you're chilling and you're just like dancing wherever you're standing or whatever. Like there'll be a table and then there'll be other girls there and you'll start talking to the girls or there'll be people there and you just talk to them and then you're on the table, just chilling,
drinking for free. Just well, like
there's
that.
Free alcohol. Yeah, there's a lot of free
alcohol. Matt.
Mad
thing. Mad.
I tell you, if I was born a woman, bro,
I was so
it would be different.
I would have been bawling out in my 20s. Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. Me and my sister were just gases. Voss bottles everywhere, water bottles. We're just like, yes, water. This free water. Otherwise, water's $10 a bottle.
It's crazy.
Not that I'm being tight, but you know, $10 a bottle.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't care about looking tight. That's a lot. Water. It comes out.
But
the
this is my point.
You talk about that, but
it comes out the sky.
That is the atmosphere, and they can charge that much because they know people are
going. Yeah,
it's,
I get
it's
it.
It's like some ridiculous.
I didn't know you got into a table like that. As a guy, that just for me, it's just mad. Like, you go into a club.
South of Miami was super friendly. People were really friendly. All the girls were really friendly. We were chilling with these girls, and they were just jokes. Some of like some American girls. I'll tell you some stories later because I don't want to
incriminate anyone.
You don't want to bring down the quality of this.
Yeah.
Fantastic content.
Whereas in LA. Literally no one speaks to anyone. It's like London. It's like everyone does their own thing. There's groups, there's people everywhere, just everyone doing their own thing.
Are you gonna go, would you ever go there again?
No.
Okay.
Well, are you back to LA?
No.
What about you, G?
I say no.
We spoke about Dubai already last week, but
I can't see myself going to LA.
Yeah.
I got family in Florida. So I'll probably end up in Miami on a family thing. Like even in Napa back in the day, all my boys used to go Napa.
You've been Napa?
Nah, it didn't appeal to me. Do you know when I really started traveling, doing that type of holiday was uni times.
Where have you been Ibiza?
Nah.
Okay. Surprised you ain't been to either of those. Have you been Napa or Ibiza?
Nah.
Jeez.
It's just something about that lifestyle that I don't know what it is. I don't know.
You wouldn't go there now?
It's too, you know what my problem would be? I don't know about LA, but like Ibiza, Napa and all them type of holidays. I might as well stay in England. You see, like when I go, obviously my family are from here. But when I go to Jamaica, I have a Jamaican experience. I don't go to Jamaica and go to the fucking place the tourist guy tells you to go to.
You don't go to the West End fucking clubs, like. And whenever, shit, man.
Whenever we used to go on lads weekends and that, we never did a tourist thing. We'd always be in it. You see what I'm saying? Because otherwise, you're just going with a load of people to an island in Europe, and you're seeing the same faces. You know what it's like when you're a promoter? You probably do the same event and you see, you got your audience.
Yeah.
And they'll follow you. If you said you was doing a boat party in wherever in Europe.
Oh, I've got the same fucking people.
It's the same people that are going to come see you in Cambridge tonight or whenever, but just in another country. So what the fuck's the point in that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what, I don't know. LA might be a bit different, but I can't see me doing
it. It's different, but it is overhyped. I'm not going to lie. I felt it was overhyped. We went out. It was a good night out. There was like Melrose was a nice, it's touristy stuff.
Do you see any famous people just chilling?
No, that doesn't excite me. Like, I didn't go to Calabasas. I didn't go to like on Melrose.
Oh yeah, you told me about that. Like, you could go, obviously, I agree with you. Like going on tours to go and look at fucking where someone lives is a waste of goddamn time, effort.
It doesn't interest me.
So what was the best parts for you? What actually?
Miami was the best part just because we were opposite the beach. Nikki Beach in Miami is awesome. I think it's I've a heard beach of Nikki club.
Beach life and that.
Yeah. Awesome. Do you know what it is? I've predominantly traveled east, like around Asia and that side. And this is just, there's no, it didn't feel like there was any culture.
There's no culture, man.
It's like the same.
I think
like,
you
it's
get
like
bored
here.
Real quick.
Yeah, it's like here, but with American people. And yeah. You're just like, okay, we can get pretty much anything that you can get over there, you can get it here.
Really?
We're not in a third world country. It's the West. We can get everything.
But real like Americanize that.
Well, the thing is, I didn't see anything American that was like, oh my God, that's so American.
Yeah, it's different now.
But real talk, if you could end up going to Miami and LA and just spend like G's out there, not knowing, like just pissing money down the bloody...
It was a horrible experience. I would, yeah. Why wouldn't I? It's like, would I go to London? That? Would I move to London or live in, like, be in London for a while if I could spend money? Yeah. Why not?
MIA.
MIA, yo. But
yeah,
okay.
Definitely recommend that.
Would you live in Miami?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's just, the vibe is different. It's just so chill. But there's Americans on holiday. It's like a proper holiday destination.
That's the thing with Americans. They don't leave their country. They just go on holiday.
Yo, do you know,
they just go to different parts.
We were talking to some people and then we told them that obviously we've come from like the UK.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, oh, you just got your passport then, yeah? And I'm like, no. They're like, oh.
Passports are foreign to them.
That's what I'm saying. That's
they're like, they're in like, they're older and they've not got passports.
No, serious.
But then they don't, let's say they don't travel.
They actually, you see when they'll say like random, I can't even think of it. The only sport I can think of is a bit embarrassing, is wrestling. When they'll say the champion of the world.
Yeah.
It's only Americans.
Yeah.
But they
don't know about them.
They actually believe that
is the world.
Yeah, it's not even a fucking continent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they believe that is the world. Do you know what I mean? The United States of America. But that's because they don't leave. Like, I've got cousins that they were born here and they've had kids over there and whatever. They've travelled a bit. But they say like friends and their friends and people they grew up with, they don't even have passports.
But then I was talking to my mate about this and he was like, but Reshma, do you really think the people you're talking to, they're like, have 9 to 5s? They might not even be able to get a passport. They might there's some people out there who once you've been arrested or whatever, you can't get a passport or something.
I don't know, but really? I don't know about that.
They were saying, yeah, if you've got like...
Well, nothing
felonies.
Nothing straightforward now, but have you been to Dubai? How would you out of the two, where would you rather go? Miami and like Dubai?
So Dubai, the thing is, because we go over to India quite a lot, we always stop over in Dubai, so I've been quite a few times. It's the same. Every time I go, it's just like the same. It's chill. It's really good. It's chill.
But you've been there that many times. It's not really
exciting. I would, once, the first time I went, I was like, I'm done. I was there for a week and I was like, yeah, that's cool. Pretty much done it.
So I couldn't do a week. We were saying that last week. I couldn't do a week in Dubai.
I told you, if you go for 3 days, you're going to be down a couple of bag.
No, I don't think so.
As in, like, you wouldn't want to go?
No, I wouldn't want to spend a couple grand in
Sweden. Oh, okay.
You see what I mean? Like,
on what?
It's just a chill life. It's just, you're there.
That's
you're
what I'm going
stuff.
For. Yeah, I just want to just chill. I don't want to. But anyway, it's not about that.
Yeah,
not about that.
But just because we were saying it out there, music wise, much the same commercial stuff that we have. All American. They don't really like British stuff.
I asked you, the first question was like, did you hear any UK? Obviously, no. That was a long shot, but. They really just still think we're dickheads out here. Do you know what I mean?
It's not that. I don't think it's that.
No, but they're not playing any, though, are they?
They're not playing anything. And even when I played it to some people I knew, they're like in the car or whatever, they were like, oh, yeah, it's all right.
I always want
to... They don't get it. They just don't. It's not their vibe.
Legit, I think, you know some of the big collabs? Yeah, like the Drake and Giggs or the Swizz and like Giggs. It's got them big collabs.
Someone in Giggs.
Do you know what I mean? I wonder how them records are received when it's their people on.
They don't like it.
They ain't gonna listen to that. No matter if it's like their people.
What I think we should realize is that even though he doesn't need it, and I don't think he clout chases before anyone gets on me, but Drake does it for his love for the UK
100%,
game, 100%. And also because the UK is a market. Do you get what I'm saying?
Big market for him.
It's a big market for him. Like. The pound is strong, bro.
No, but it's not just
Drizzy. You can do 4 days.
Well, he's here on Monday.
He's out here now.
You can do a tour in the UK and you're respected in the UK and sell out how many... You're doing good, bro. The pound's still strong. Don't let no one fool you. So I think it's more they do that for over here. They don't do it. Well, he's not even American, but they don't do it for America. America's got its own market.
It's like when you hear... in the States, I'm sure they go into the... nostalgic hip-hop set and they play like the classic Swizz, you know, the Rough Riders and all that. So now it's like when they throw in the Terminator joint with Giggs, like I just want to see what people are saying out there. Or is it even, do you know what I mean? Our DJ's like, nah, we're not We don't play that song. Do you know what I mean? We're not playing that one with the UK.
It's not on their radar. It's not on their playlist.
You know what I look at it as? I think it's like, you know how you got in America, you got different states. You have artists that are big in different states.
Yeah.
The UK is just like a different state that's just on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
And there'll be people that we are in that state, so gigs will be
It's everything to us. But yeah, of course.
But as a country, America don't really know.
So no UK, obviously. What were they playing?
There's a couple. It was mostly commercial stuff, like, you know, usual Drake, just like hip hop. Yeah.
Imagine being very much in it, like very commercial.
If you had to say, like, what was the biggest track out there?
No.
Did you hear Blueface's Dottiana?
Oh my god,
that's fucking ringing off. Gee, you, I bet you haven't even heard it, have you?
Yeah, yeah. They did play that in every bar and Jesus club that Christ. I went to. I told you, like, the only other thing that I managed to Shazam, because there's songs that come on you don't know, and I try and Shazam them, but then you're too late.
You're committed, boy.
Just want to see what it is, though, innit?
No, you got a Shazam, bro. When I was out in Mexico and I was hearing fucking Latino and Daddy Yankee, and I was having the time of my life, I was Shazamming that shit. Yo, next day I became Latino, bro. I got everything. Downloaded everything. Mexico. Yo, I'm at Cancun. You're taking me somewhere else right now, thinking about that. But
I really want to go Mexico.
Shazam is, I didn't used to be a Shazam guy, but it's like very useful.
It's powerful, yeah.
Yeah, man. Very useful.
Never used Shazam in my life. I don't think I've ever used it.
How do you find music? If you hear something, how do you...
Do you know what? If I like it, I like it. And if I like it, I'll probably listen to it for
someone played it, how would you know what it was?
Do you know what I do? If I know the song, I know the lyrics, I'll type the lyrics into Google and Google will tell me.
Do you know what? Is it fair to say? Is it, you know what though?
I'm just old then.
Can I think yeah, I'm yo, really yo, I'm not, I don't mean to... Bro, I'm not trying to take away from your clear involvement and passion in everything music related, same way. But when you have a bloody family and you have the 9 to 5.
Yeah.
I sometimes have the same convo with Keish. Like, there's only so much time that you have to digest. There's only a window where you can kind of get everything and try and listen to as much as you can. You don't get everything.
And there's too much of it.
Yeah.
Bro, I forget about music. There's good music and I think, shit. Like,
whereas
I forgot
me,
about that.
It's my whole day. It's kind of every sort of aspect.
You got to do a set. Do
you know what I mean? I want to listen to everything and try and digest everything and know everything.
I'm more
romantic. It's not enough hours in the day.
Huh? I'm more romantic.
It's not enough hours in the day.
Yeah.
To listen
to everything.
The same
for you as well.
Yeah,
same. I'm more romantic to listen to the same shit over and over again as opposed to try and look for new stuff. Do you know what I mean? I'll rinse something if I really like it.
Yeah.
As opposed to.
Do you have playlists and then go back and listen to your old playlist? But then sometimes you just need new music because you've listened to that playlist so much.
My playlist is just long because I just keep on adding shit to the same playlist.
Oh, do you?
Everyone has their own little way of style, innit? It's people just.
My vibe's a bit weird. You probably get pissed off with me if you rolled with me in the car too long because I listen to the same shit over and over.
I'm pretty similar, man. Because the new stuff gets rinsed, like.
So I don't need to Shazam.
No, you don't. You have like 100 CDs.
Yeah, but. There's a million CDs there for like the off days, but I'm listening to the same ones
the same
that are
CD
on multiple.
The
like the ones at the front are like regular six, ones. You know, top standard. Six selected. And then when you get a bit fed up,
if you make it into that six, you're certified.
And when you do that long drive and you need to get emotional, you're up on the drizzy, and now you'll go back to like the Take Care ones and all them ones there. But, anyways.